This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. A healthy baby was delivered inside 108 ambulance in Arunachal en route Sepa East Kameng District Hospital to TRIMS Nahalagan with the help of emergency medical technician of EMRI Green Health Services. 108 free emergency ambulance services were launched by EMRI Green Health Services, formerly GVK EMRI, in the state on 21st June 2021 by Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Since then, the service has served more than 35,000 beneficiaries across the state. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the ninth consecutive budget presentation by Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. Cabinet Aapke Dwar was held at Anini in Dibang Valley district of Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the meeting. Earlier in Anini, CM also inaugurated the district secretariat, bringing all key officers under one roof. Arunachal Pradesh will host the Tri-Nation Under-23 International Football Championship 2026 from 25th to 31st March at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPA. It will feature India, Bhutan and Tajikistan. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Football Association announced the launch of the Football Players Welfare Fund to support former and senior players. Eligible beneficiaries include players who have represented the state at least three times in senior national championship, men and women, with special provisions for international players and members of the 1993 Santosh Trophy state team. APFA will also introduce an accreditation card system for players, coaches and referees at the UPA Stadium. The registration fee will go to the FPWF. Additionally, annual and monthly membership cards will be issued to the public for access to the stadium track for fitness activities. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The event will witness the participation of all 22 Arab nations. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening the partnership. India-Arab trade stands at over $240 billion. Bilateral hydrocarbon trade exceeds $107 billion and accounts for nearly half of the bilateral trade. India imports over 95% of LPG, 60% of LNG and 47% of crude oil requirement from the Arab League countries, in addition to more than 50% of fertilizers and related products. Most of India's external trade passes through the Suez Canal, the Red. Over 25 crore soil health cards have been distributed to farmers across the country. The Soil Health Card scheme was launched by the government in 2015 with a view to address the decline of soil nutrients. By July last year, more than 93,000 farmer training programs, over 6 lakh field demonstrations and thousands of awareness campaigns were conducted under the scheme. The Soil Health Card is issued every 2 years and provides farmers with a comprehensive understanding of the nutrient status and physiochemical conditions of their soils. The government has made a 2-year central experience mandatory for Indian police officers at the rank of Superintendent of Police and Deputy Inspector General to be eligible for posting as Inspector General of Police with the Union Government. The Union Home Ministry has written a letter to all the Chief Secretaries of the state governments in this regard. The Ministry said this directive will be applicable to IPS officers from the 2011 batch onwards. Directorate General of Health Services today informed that NEET PG Round 3 counselling has resumed. DGHS said that the counselling process has restarted with the facility for new registrations. It added that additional seats have been included, providing more opportunities for eligible candidates. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.